A six-day domestic violence ordeal has sent an Alliance man to prison. 43-year-old Ryan Miller was sentenced Wednesday to 4 to 6 years by Common Pleas Judge Natalie Haupt after pleading guilty to amended charges. He was indicted on charges including domestic violence, abduction, and having weapons under disability. Prosecutors say Miller held his girlfriend captive inside his Willow Avenue home last December, beat and strangled her, and threatened to kill her if she tried to escape. An East Canton man is out on $15,000 bond after police say a dispute over fireworks escalated. 42-year-old Derek Contos charged with aggravated menacing and discharging a firearm near prohibited premises. Police say the incident happened Thursday night in the 300 block of Orchard Street after residents reported a neighbor confronted them about setting off firecrackers. Contos allegedly pointed a firearm toward a woman before firing one round into the ground. No one was hurt. Contos pleaded not guilty Friday during arraignment in Canton Municipal Court. A natural gas explosion destroyed a vacant house in Canton and sent two men to the hospital early Thursday. The blast occurred on Bonnet Place Northeast. Both men suffered severe burns and were taken to Akron Children's Hospital. They were reportedly stealing a furnace at the time. City's Building Code Department inspecting nearby properties and arranging for the demolition of unsafe structures. Prosecutors say a North Canton man admitted to smuggling firearms to Greece after being caught with guns and ammunition at a New York airport. 80-year-old George Manoselis pleaded guilty Thursday to federal charges. Agents say they found 5 pistols, 950 rounds of ammunition, and more than $56,000 in cash. When he was stopped at John F. Kennedy Airport January 8th, he could face 3 to 5 years in prison. Alliance woman facing charges after police say she drove under the influence with 5 children in her vehicle. 35-year-old Stephanie Sams arrested Wednesday night at her Burt Avenue home. Police say a family member reported she appeared intoxicated after picking up her children. Officers say Sams showed signs of impairment and admitted she drove from Elmside Street to her home after consuming alcohol. She faces counts including OVI, driving under suspension, and endangering children. Greater Alliance Carnation Festival continues. The community luncheon will be held at 11:30 at the Mount Union Campus Center. The Robin Library hosts the used book sale for members from 10 to 3:30. An auto show takes place at Glamorgan Castle from 11 to 3. There will also be tours of the castle, Haynes House, and Mabel Hartzell home. Shakespeare at the Castle begins at 7. Food Fest is at the Mount Union Campus Lakes with New Wave Nation performing at 6. The Fishing Derby will be at 8:30 Sunday at Kidwell Lake in Silver Park. The Fire Truck Pump In and Muster from 9 until 4 will be followed by the Kickoff Parade at 1. Alliance Cemetery Tours will be held Sunday from 2 until 4. 2 new executive leaders will take on key roles at the Timken Company. Steve Ribaldo joins Timken as Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, overseeing global operations, supply chain, and operational performance. The Jackson Township-based maker of engineered bearings and industrial motion products says Tim Graham has also been promoted to Executive Vice President and Chief Commercial Officer. He'll lead global sales and commercial strategy. The appointments begin September 1st. Voters in a Columbiana County community will decide the future of police funding this November. Perry Township trustees have approved placing a new 5-year, 1.5 mil levy on the ballot. If passed, the levy would generate about $222,000 a year. Township officials say the current police levy is more than 30 years old and can no longer keep up with the cost of wages, vehicles, and equipment. A drug ring linking Puerto Rico with eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania leads to a sentence for a Youngstown man. Jane Carlos Martinez was given 15 years and 8 months in prison. He pleaded guilty to a federal charge of attempted possession with intent to distribute cocaine. According to the indictments, the 16 people charged would either use the U.S. mail or personally transport drugs to the area from Puerto Rico. Investigators say the drugs were sold in the Youngstown and Newcastle, Pennsylvania areas. 5 juveniles accused of firing water bead guns at people leaving a Youngstown church have been charged. No one was hurt in the July 11th incident at St. Dominic's Church on the south side. A 13-year-old male, a 14-year-old male, 17-year-old male, and 13-year-old female were charged with menacing. Another 13-year-old male is charged with 2 counts of assault. The 17-year-old is from Warren. The others are from Youngstown. WKBN-TV reports several masked juveniles approached people in the parking lot and asked for money. They fired when the parishioners refused the request. Police continue to investigate after a man was killed in a shooting in Youngstown. The coroner's office identified the victim as 20-year-old Kelvin Crenshaw. He was shot Wednesday afternoon in the parking lot of an auto dealership on Glenwood Avenue and later died inside the business. No arrests have been made.